This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are just today wrapping up week two of the richest man in the world doing whatever it is that he's doing to Twitter. And I will assume you're already as up to speed as you care to be on the whole roller coaster ride of mass layoffs, $8 a month check marks, and all the rest of that. But there is a whole nother part of this story that's not getting as much attention as all of the roller coaster rides. Yes, Musk paid $44 billion to buy Twitter. We know that. But that wasn't all his money. He borrowed $13 billion of it to help foot the bill. And Bloomberg News is reporting that the banks that lent him that money are now trying to offload those loans and offload them quick, too, at discounts as low as 60 cents on the dollar. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the leveraged buyout desk today.
It's actually pretty standard for a bank to sell off loans it made to help buy a company. In fact, that's often the point, says Drew Pascarella, senior lecturer of finance at Cornell University.
Banks generally make loans with the thought in mind that they would eventually sell at least a portion of those loans to other investors.
Pascarella says by this point, banks have already collected their fees, and they don't want to keep too much of their cash tied up with one company. Plus, there are plenty of other investors that might be interested in taking on those loans.
Hedge funds and private investors, you know, that are looking to, you know, generate return for their investors or themselves by way of the yield on these loans.
But what's unusual about this deal are the steep discounts those potential buyers are offering. 60 cents on the dollar? That's not the norm, says Matteo Arena, finance professor at Marquette University.
Usually you see discounts, you know, 90 cents on a dollar, maybe 85 cents on a dollar.
Arena says those potential buyers, the hedge funds and private investors, are worried. What if Twitter's advertising revenue totally dries up? What if Twitter goes bankrupt?
If the company goes bankrupt, how much of the money we're lending we're going to be able to get back in court?
These kinds of questions are on the table because of what's been happening at Twitter lately.
You don't usually have a company lay off half of its employees within a week.
That's Afra Asharipour, a law professor at UC Davis. She says most people who borrow to buy companies typically take some time after an acquisition to work with their lenders and figure out how they want to restructure the company.
In the hopes that they turn around the business and they sell it to somebody else or they take it public.
Either way, she says there are probably plenty of investors who'd be willing to buy these loans if they believe in Twitter's future or if that debt is dirt cheap. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.